Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, still awaiting word from Aliquippa's Mayor Dwan Walker. The incident that you detailed in the newscast, Paul, so we are hoping to hear from him this hour, asking for calm in his city after this incident where an 18-year-old was shot by law enforcement officials. Not many details at this point, right, Paul?
Very few details were released by state police when they confirmed the shooting took place last night, and what we do know is that it was a joint ATF and FBI operation, and apparently reports indicating that the shooting involved a number of shots. The ATF agent that was involved was the person credited with the fatal gunfire.
All right, we'll keep you posted on that as it develops here on KDK. The other story a lot of people are talking about, this Jimmy Kimmel indefinite suspension story. And joining us is the co-founder and media relations specialist at the Goldman McCormick. His name is Ryan McCormick. Ryan, good morning out of New York.
Good morning. It's an honor to be with you and your listeners. Thank you for having me.
Here's the 13 seconds that started it all Monday night.
He hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
And it took a day of conversation. And Paul, will you add what that conversation that you heard was with Jimmy Kimmel about how to handle the pushback that he got initially?
The report that I read in the overnight hours was that the head of ABC had a sit-down, a conversation with Jimmy Kimmel about what he was going to say next. And based on that conversation, then the head of ABC contacted the CEO of Disney. That's, I think, Bob Iger. And the decision was made after that discussion to suspend indefinitely the program, based on what Jimmy was going to say. The report indicated that Jimmy was going to, in so many words, double down on his position.
So that's where we are, Ryan. Now, you have to fix it as a media relations guy. there are so many tentacles to this story, and many saying, well, it's not really about free speech. It's about making sure your boss still makes money.
There are a number of different elements about this. Fundamentally speaking, the First Amendment, if we're looking at that, it is a battle. And that's where you really see the battle for principle, whether or not people are really standing with true free speech, because sometimes you hear things that are not pleasant, and that's when you really have to stand tall. But as far as this goes, working with a number of different attorneys, the First Amendment does not apply at the workplace, because apparently you're obligated to do a certain thing, and you have to be very limited to what you do. So as far as Jimmy Kimmel goes, looking at late night TV, it seems to be on the decline as it is. And when Jimmy Kimmel and others go super political, they alienate and narrow their audience. Once upon a time, I used to work for Howard Stern, and he had
that must have been fun.
It was interesting. It was definitely interesting. That's when he had 12 million listeners a week, and then he went down to 120,000 or something. And he said that, I don't want people who have a certain political affiliation to listen to my show. And when you do that, you minimize the amount of, you never reach your full potential as far as audience goes. So as far as Jimmy Kimmel goes, I think this is a combination of a number of different things. Apparently, there's a big merger that's happening, this thing with Charlie Kirk. I don't necessarily know if this could have been the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back, because he has attacked Trump and he has been political throughout the years. So I feel like this was just the excuse or the cover that ABC finally needed. And maybe because the FCC reacted so harshly to this, and meanwhile ABC is in the middle of trying to do a merger, that has something to do with it as well. But overall, this show seemed like this was going to be inevitable. A lot of late night shows just seem like they're on the way out. They don't have the prestige that they once did. They don't have the audience or the pull that they once did.
Ryan, if you were in the position of advising right now, Jimmy Kimmel and his team, what would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them at this point, be quiet, see how things go, and just know that you've built up a very true core audience. And if things don't work out at ABC, you can start your own platform. It's incredible that people that have started podcasts or started their own streaming services have been very successful. So I think Jimmy Kimmel will be successful no matter where he goes. Not having the prestigiousness of ABC will definitely be a setback, but I think that he'll be successful no matter what he does. The same thing with Howard Stern, and same thing with some of these other larger-than-life personalities who've built a big audience over the years. If things don't work out with their employer, they can start their own thing. They're not going to have, again, the prestigiousness or some of the audience that they once did, but they'll still be successful.
By the way, Ryan, Howard's wife's from Pittsburgh here in Fox Chapel. Just as a side note, there's always a Pittsburgh connection. Well, I imagine you had your hands full in because Howard's so controversial. In fact, he went political, and that, put him at odds with Donald Trump, because Trump used to be a regular guest and feature. But if you look back, Bill O'Reilly had to leave. He was caught in the Me Too thing. But he's created a subscription online. I don't know how successful it is. He claims it's very successful, but they're not regulated by the Federal Communications Commission. So it's a different conversation, is it not?
Yeah, it seems to be very different. They have a lot more freedom to do whatever they want. And this is where a lot of things are going, because people have a lot more choices than they once did 10 or even 20 years ago. You'd have to watch a TV show at a certain time. Now you can stream it, and a lot of people get their information from their phone. One thing I don't see ever going away is radio, because I think radio is very intimate and people can listen to it all different ways. So TV, I am concerned about, but radio I think is going to be here for a long, long time. So, but it really also too comes down to how you treat your audience. And Howard and Jimmy Kimmel, I think, mainly Howard, the way he related to his audience changed so dramatically. When I was with him, he had a massive, massive appeal. He was doing certain things. He was more the everyday person. And then he just changed, and he basically wanted to appeal to a certain type of audience, very limited audience. And that's a direct reflection of the ratings. As far as Jimmy Kimmel goes and some of his other people go, they're catering their shows to a certain audience, and if they're not reaching their full potential, they're never going to reach their full potential in advertising revenue. But one thing I wanted to also mention is that Jimmy Kimmel's show is actually bringing a sizable quantity of advertising revenue to ABC. So I find it perplexing that they would be so quick to get rid of that particular show, especially when in the past year, apparently their ads brought in $11.2 billion in advertising impression. So the show wasn't like substantial, but it wasn't piecemeal either as far as the advertising revenue was bringing in.
Going back to what you said about the future for Jimmy Kimmel, if his future with ABC is, if there isn't one, I was thinking about Conan O'Brien's successful transition to another network. And then I thought, well, you look at the YouTube channels that have been established by the former Fox personalities. We have Megan, and then we have Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, and they have bigger audiences now than they had on Fox.
Yes, as do Clayton Morris, as do George Napolitano. So, if you are talented and you find your own niche, you could do that. And it's incredible how the media landscape is so rapidly changing. So while this is a shift away from late night TV, I think that larger than life personalities or people have the capability of connecting, they're always going to find their audience. And in some way, shape, or form, this might be even better for Jimmy Kimmel. Because right now, if he left ABC, he doesn't have to worry about getting regulated at all in any capacity. He can just be his true self. At the same time, I love Jay Leno. And I had the pleasure of knowing Dave Berg, who was the executive producer, former executive producer of the Jay Leno show. And he would always say that, you know, Jay Leno and Johnny Carson, they were all about making an entertaining show. You know, people at the end of the day want to laugh before they go to bed. And now it just seems like the landscape has changed, where a lot of these hosts, they're preaching their political values. And some people don't want to hear that. They want to laugh to go to bed.
So, yeah, and there's always the option, Ryan, don't watch. If you don't like what you're seeing, turn it off.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. We'll talk again. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Great honor to be with you.
Ryan McCormick from New York, co-founder of Media Relations Specialist, as you heard, working with Howard Stern and other big shows, too. So he's
got a big picture view people needed to hear. I'm glad he was with us this morning.
Yeah, it was really eye-opening for many people. Well, when I used to do the weather on television, Paul, I used to wonder, what's it like to be in Los Angeles or Phoenix and do the weather, where every day it's basically the same.
Right. Yeah. High temperatures in the 80s and 90s and lows in the 50s and 60s, right?
I saw meteorologist Ron Smiley on KDK TV this morning, just same thing over and over. It's like being the old member Maytag repairman.
Right.
You just kind of sit there, yeah.
Yeah, waiting for the phone to ring.
85 sunny, and then yuck it up. 58 right now. Your news desk. Here's a look ahead at our 8:30 report with Paul Rasmussen.
In Aliquippa, the mayor is calling for calm the morning after the fatal shooting of a Aliquippa high school student in a federal drug, apparently a federal drug operation of some kind, perhaps. Drugs or guns, ATF and FBI were involved. We'll have more on this story in 11 minutes on The Voice of Pittsburgh. News Radio, KDKA.
Thanks, Paul. A lot of people looking for something to do this weekend. Next hour, we'll go through a list. But just to give you the shorthand, there is a international jazz festival, Liberty Avenue, this weekend, and a sold-out show tonight. Brandon Marsalis, right? One of the most famous jazz musicians, maybe one of the most recognizable among many others, will be in Pittsburgh. You also have the Three Stooges Film Festival. I know. I look at Erin, she's like, really, Larry? That's it. The Harris Theater, by the way, in case you and Vinny are looking for something to do.
Oh, I will absolutely keep that in mind.
There's a bunch of, we'll talk to our news editor next hour. He's participating in a series of Oktoberfests.
You know, by the way, Larry, Pat Septak, accordionaire extravaganza, I guess, par excellence.
I like extravaganza, but go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, he was playing at a restaurant last night where they had his name on the marquee in the parking lot.
I saw that. That was a moment in this brand new Lederhosen. So I wanted to know why Oktoberfest happens in September.
And?
I asked, what's her name? Siri.
I'm thinking, what's he about to say here?
You know, I mean, well, the problem is that Siri never answers. That's the problem.
No, she's...
ask these questions, and then we don't hear her speaking.
She doesn't talk back.
She's become annoying. The first Oktoberfest in 1810 was the wedding of a Bavarian crown prince, Ludwig, to Princess Therese of Sachsen-Hildegard.
Oh, boy.
Do you want me to try? Let's try this. We need a lighter moment right now.
No kidding.
All right. So let me see. I'm going to ask. This is Gemini, which is Google's artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Why is Oktoberfest celebrated in September? Let's see what happens here. It takes seconds.
Oktoberfest is a festival that celebrates Bavarian culture with the world's largest...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This event held annually in Munich, Germany. Despite its name, the festival takes place mostly in September and concludes in early October. Why is Oktoberfest celebrated in September? The reason for the September start date is primarily due to better weather conditions in Munich. The festival was originally held in October to celebrate the 1810 wedding of Crown Prince Ludwig and Princess Therese of Saxony-Hildburghausen.
Saxony-Hildburghausen.
Now we know what to saying that, right?
Yeah, right. Now we have the English translation of Larry's earlier utterances.
Yeah.
And you thought I was just making it up.
But the weather makes sense. Like, of course, that's why.
Yeah. So I've always wondered that, and I never asked.
Yeah.
Because people would say, I've actually known people that have gone to Munich, and they go, I'm going to Oktoberfest. Oh, and I'm thinking they're going in October. September.
Well, you know, I was at the Hofbräuhaus in Munich in the summer months, and it was packed, and it seemed like the Oktoberfest atmosphere to me. I mean, it was great fun.
Oktoberfest is every weekend at that Hofbräuhaus.
Yeah, you got that right.
That's down on the Saas side.
That is a fun place to go.
Oh, I imagine they're pumping right now.
I remember Dad's first visit to Pittsburgh. They had just opened the Hofbräuhaus, and I took him over there on a Saturday afternoon. The joint was packed.
I don't know. What are those outfits the women wear? They're like with ruffles and...
Yeah.
I'm not talking
like
about...
Like the St. Pauli girl logo.
Yes. Yeah. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they have these...
I don't know what they're called.
Have you ever been there, Aaron?
No.
This is right behind the Cheesecake Factory on the south side.
Oh, you know, but, wait. Yes, I have been there one time.
If you happen to see a very attractive young woman in one of those outfits, you go, my, what an attractive Frau.
Frau Brunner.
She's a fetching Frau.
That's from Explain. Try to explain to Aaron what Frau Brunner.
Oh, Frau Blücher.
Blücher.
Yes, played by Cloris Leachman in the wonderful comedy hit by Mel Brooks called Young Frankenstein. And every time that they said her name, Frau Blücher, horses would whinny in the background.
Huh.
And we're still trying to figure out why.
I think they just did that for that reason.
There's another movie you should add to the list of stuff you should watch. Gene Wilder and Terry Garr are the leads. Cloris Leachman has a wonderful role along with Marty Feldman. And Mel Brooks is a genius when it comes to comedy.
What did I have that somewhere? I got to find that.
Frau Blücher.
And every time they said it, I got it. I got it. Don't go away. This is well worth it. This is worth the wait, Aaron. All right, Paul, you set it up. You say it.
Frau Blücher.
Oh, man, you should see the movie. Aaron, it's a gas.
All right.
Another one.
Oktoberfest. There's a big pumpkin festival in Evans City. There's a lot going on this weekend, so we'll give you the details, and then we'll tell you where our own Lederhosen leader is going to be. From the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis. I'm in Monroeville. I'm guessing, Heather, you didn't know why Oktoberfest was celebrated in September.
I didn't.
And didn't care less.
No, I love learning new things. I also haven't seen Young Frankenstein, so this is an interesting morning.
You will get a kick. I promise you, if you watch it, you'll get a kick. It's a comedy. It's not a horror film.
Yeah, no, it sounds awesome, and I have a son who's a cinephile, so we'll watch it. That'll be a good time. Well, traffic is pretty backed up on most of the major roadways right now. Let's start with the Parkway East, where traffic is actually building. Right now, it's stretching back to Wilkinsburg as you head into the Squirrel Hill Tunnel. Similar story on the Parkway West inbound. You're lining up at the top of Green Tree Hill, staying in that traffic as you head down into the Fort Pitt Tunnel. 28 inbound, mostly back up to speed, but you are hitting a slowdown around the 40th Street Bridge as you approach the north side. No issues right now on the Parkway North and 51. Stop and go from around Midwood Avenue to the Liberty Tubes. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:35. I'm Heather Zambito on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And we're looking at sunshine again. 13 straight days. 85 will be our high. Still approaching 60 right now. And we've got Dan Forestberg. Dan, you're checking
Hi, Larry.
In. You know about Oktoberfest?
Oh, do I ever? I direct the Eintracht Mentor Corps up here in Newcastle, the Kinder Corps. And those outfits the ladies wear are called dirndls. And they're primarily Bavarian. And the men wear lederhosen, the shorts made out of goat leather. And those are the two traditional costumes worn for Oktoberfest.
I did not know that. Did you also there direct you a movie?
Pardon?
Did you direct a movie, too?
No. I direct the Eintracht Mentor Corps, men's choir up here in Newcastle. And we're affiliated with the Teutonia Mentor Corps down there in Pittsburgh in Germantown, North Side.
Yeah, so, I've seen that. I've never been in it. I can't believe it. The one in the North Side.
Oh, here. You got to go.
All right.
It's a great part of Pittsburgh's history.
Proust.
Prost. Ein Prosit. Yeah.
Prost. Okay. I was close. Thank you, Dan.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
Monday, we announced the Hometown Heroes for this year. That's Wednesday, October 15th, by the way. We've had tremendous response, and we're going to be also recognizing Lifetime Achievement awardees. Jerome Bettis, who everybody in this town knows, and Lucas Pyatt, a great visionary. And one of our hometown heroes of the past, Ron Shaw's with us. This is a big weekend, and he's here to share why. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Glad to be with you.
First and foremost, we thank you for your service, in your case, the United States Navy, correct?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And the last time you did this special thing that you've been a part of, how long now?
Oh, I've been part of it here in Pittsburgh for 7 years now.
And the last time you did it, I came with a whole bunch of other people to greet our veterans who you took to Washington, D.C. So share the game plan for this weekend.
Okay, yeah. We take veterans who served during World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War, and we take them back to Washington, D.C. for the day to see the memorials that were built in honor of their service. We leave at 5 a.m. on this Saturday morning. We'll get back about 10:30 that night. The whole day is meant to be an honor to say thank you for your service and let you know that we are truly a grateful nation for what you've done.
It's so powerful, and to be there when they arrive back, so they don't know there's going to be basically a receiving line, do they?
That's correct. And I think, they've been there since 4 in the morning. The buses leave at 5. They just want to come back and get in the car and go home. But we have a special way of saying thank you to them from their families and friends and the community and the police and fire. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a very, as you said, a very emotional and exciting time.
And you do this, what, typically twice a year?
Right now we're doing it, yes, sir. We're doing it twice a year. We'd like to do more, but we'd need more funds and more people to do that. And so for right now we're looking at May for the next one of next year. So,
yeah, Honor Flight Pittsburgh Mission 16. That said, how many veterans will be on this mission tomorrow?
We'll have a total of 100 people in the two buses. There are actually 60 veterans that are being honored. Then we'll have others that are there to help, guardians and nurses and trip leaders to help them. But there's actually 60 honored veterans on this one. We have World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, all three on this trip. And we have a very special person on this trip. We have a World War II veteran that is 105 years old, and he is so excited about this trip tomorrow.
105. That's amazing.
Yes, sir.
And excited about going to the memorials in Washington. I can't imagine what their reaction is when they get there for the first time in front of those great tributes.
The ones that are there for the first time, it is amazing. Because they flash back to when they were there and the stories, and a lot of them share with us. It's a very, it's an amazing time and a reflective time. I'm just so proud to be able to be part of this.
Yeah, even after all these years have passed since they served, it all kind of comes back to them when they get, in the case of the Vietnam vets, maybe the reception they never received when they came home in the first place.
That is true, and it is hard for some of the Vietnam vets, but the country has done such a great job of saying, you know what, that was what we did back there 50 years ago was wrong, and they're very respectful of the Vietnam vets, and especially because of the Iraq and Afghanistan vets. They came back and said, look, you need to do a better job here, and we're very grateful for that.
Well, we appreciate the work you do. Safe travels, and let people know how can they help you in the future.
Thank you, Larry. Yeah, our best place to go is our website, honorflightpittsburgh.org. You can sign up to be a veteran or a guardian or donate there. We always appreciate that. If you're on Facebook, we do have a Honor Flight Pittsburgh Facebook group page. If you join that, tomorrow they'll be posting pictures all day long about the different types of the trip. So love to have you.
All right. Thank you, hometown hero. Be safe.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate your support, sir.
You got it. Ron Shaw, one of our hometown heroes on the Big K Morning Show. Looking forward to our event, and you can be a part of it. Aaron, you attended last year. Very uplifting, and this promises to be really exciting this year, too.
Yeah, I'm excited for a bigger venue to see the smiles on people's faces, sometimes happy tears. It's going to be a great, great night.
And this is at the Rivers Casinos Event Center on the second floor on Wednesday, October 15th. Go to kdkradio.com. Would love to see you there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.